prison officers who take part in their equivalent of the patent redundancy scheme could still apply to become custody officers under a whole new wave of recruitment. What does that mean? It means that a prison officer could take £100,000 of a payoff and an £18,000 pension and then walk in to a new prison officer job. The DUP's Paul Given, Chair of the Justice Committee. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
I could walk into the job, of course, of a custody officer. Raymond McCartney, you're going to stay with us. Paul, how on earth should taxpayers feel about this? 100 grand payoff, 18 grand a year pension, and then walk back in as a custody officer?
Well, I think most people at the committee were surprised. I certainly was surprised. I know nobody has campaigned for or lobbied for the facility whereby an officer could be made redundant and then return into the job. So I'm not aware of anyone pushing for this. Obviously, legally, the prison service have to have an open and transparent recruitment exercise, and they're unable to put a clause in that would prevent those from taking a redundancy package from reapplying for what is a custody officer post. And I think it's important that we understand the context then, that an officer, prison officer, currently earns upwards of almost £40,000 a year, plus pension rights and all of that. They then would be retired from the service through this package. I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to have officers returning to do a custody officer role.
Why?
Well, because that job will be in the region of £17,000 to £18,000 a year. Huh. And for most of these officers, they will retire on a pension on the same amount. So obviously there'll be an impact on the pension that they would get.
It's a nice wee earner if you're getting a pension and a big payoff as well.
Well,
isn't
I think
it?
There would be implications for the pension if you were to take this job. So I think it's unlikely. But yes, I think most taxpayers would find it difficult to justify an officer receiving a redundancy package and coming back into a custody officer role. But I do think it's highly unlikely that that scenario is going to happen.
Raymond McCartney?
Well, I think the Minister has the regulatory power to do something about this, and we certainly will be asking him, because I think the spirit of this and the way this was packaged was that this was about an exit strategy to allow a number of prison staff to leave so as there would be a new recruitment process to help, if you like, sort of bolster up the need for a new culture and a new working practices as we take the prison reform package forward. We have seen in our context, you know, the pattern is well marked up, but we've even seen within, you know, some public sector jobs, particularly in the context of enhanced payment, that an employer can put a stipulation that a person can't reapply for a job within the same organisation. Indeed, I actually think it can apply within your own organisation, the BBC, where if someone takes an enhanced package, the BBC do stipulate that you can't reapply for a job for a number of years.
So
there's measures to do this to ensure that the public, the taxpayer, isn't seeing a revolving door, because apart from the sort of scandal of, you know, taking a redundancy package and then being re-recruited, I think it might, and there's a growing sense that this could undermine the wider reform
package. Yes, but how come you two, Paul Given, are part of the same administration? Raymond McCartney is saying that Justice Minister David Ford can put a clause in, and you're saying, Paul, legally, he can't.
Well, that was the impression that was given,
well,
I thought, at the
fact?
Committee yesterday, that Colin McConnell, the Director General, made it clear that this was a recruitment process which will be based on merit alone, and it is open for anyone to apply. I can only surmise that they have taken advice on this, that means they're not allowed to stipulate. Well, officers taking this exit scheme are able to
sure.
apply again.
What we need to do,
you're
Paul,
not applying
clearly
for the same job. Yeah. If officers did apply for this, you're not returning as a prison officer. You're returning as a support grade officer. But again,
so clearly, what
I
we need to do
unlikely
is establish. We need to establish what the law actually says, because that is at the heart of this story. If David Ford cannot do anything legally, then fair enough. If he can, then there is a question as to whether he should or not.
Yes, there is, and we have asked for Ronnie Armour, the head of the human resources in the prison service, to come back to the committee about this particular issue, and we will look at it further. But again, I think it's highly unlikely that even if legally there's no way of stopping this, that you're going to have officers wanting to come back in this particular post. But let's remember why this scheme has been put in place, and it is primarily to do with giving officers the respect and dignity to leave the service. And I think today's newsletter has done an excellent piece in paying tribute to the sacrifice of those that have served within the prison service.
Okay.
And let's remember what that scheme is really about.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you, and morning to you, Raymond. Bill's on the line. Morning to you, Bill.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Bill.
Stephen, I think they're quite entitled to. These guys have served at dangerous times as well. A lot of them lost their lives. I mean, some of the people here we have on are going to tell us why they shouldn't do it are actually people who served time within the jail, who these people were protecting us from, and now they're coming out and telling us how we should live and why we shouldn't take these jobs and people shouldn't take the jobs.
Are you telling me that you think a prison officer should be able to take 100 grand of a payoff and then walk back into a job in the prison service the next day?
Why not, Stephen? Why, will you tell me why he shouldn't? You tell me why he shouldn't? Someone tell me why he shouldn't? He's done his job. He's carried out all his duties to what he was asked.
Because the whole point of this payoff is supposed to be for a new wave of recruitment.
Yeah. Okay. Take a point taken.
Not a revolving door.
But who's going to step into the job? We had a debate there. It's going to be a 17,000, 18, maybe 20,000 pound a year job. Who's going to take up that role?
Well, one in five of our young people in Northern Ireland, Bill, are out of work.
But do they want the job? See, I believe we're putting the cart before the horse. We haven't had one prison officer come on. Well, not only yet. Who's going to say that he's going to apply for this
job? Have a listen to Jim this morning, Bill. Here's Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. First of all, Stephen, I think it's the old cliche, jobs for the boys, for a start.
Well, Bill on the other line here doesn't mind. He says they deserve it. They've risked their lives for this country.
Yeah, but they're getting a £100,000 payoff and they're getting a very, very large pension. And that pension will be increased each year through the ordinary tax that the ordinary people pay. Now, another point. You see, regarding this pension, this job has been offered now at £17,000 a year. The average salary in Northern Ireland is £17,000 a year. And it was also stated that they would get a pension of about £17,000 a year. Now, that's not too bad. That's a guaranteed pension.
Bill, do you want to speak to Jim this morning?
I would love to, Stephen. My question is, so everybody stop working then? I mean, we're actually being told there's no jobs available here, but these people are qualified to do this job, and they are actually will become available.
Why are they getting out then?
They just stop?
Stephen, sorry? Stephen, can I say something?
Well, Jim, Bill, Jim's talking to you, Jim. Bill's talking to you.
Okay, Bill, put it this way. What do you gain experience unless you get into the job? So that argument is out the window. Let them take their £100,000, let them have their pension, let them sit back or play golf or whatever they want to do, and let another range of people come up and take the jobs who would be very, very glad of the jobs at £17,000 a year.
Jim, you're right in what you say, but what about training these people up? We're going to start training people.
It doesn't matter. Answer me a question.
Can I have my say, Jim? Can I address your question? We have people here who are qualified to do the job.
Yes.
No training necessary, no nothing.
Right.
Straight in, they can do the job. We're going to save on training. These guys, do you want to retire these people on £100,000 and then away you go and forget about the rest of your life? They have a right to work as well, as much as you and I do and everyone else.
Well, answer me a question.
Right to work.
Were you trained for the job?
Sorry?
Were you trained for the job?
I'm not a prison officer.
Well, they get on the spot training, don't they? No, I think it's wrong. And if I could just say one other thing, Stephen, regarding pensions. I think it's about time that the government looked at the idea of giving back to the public servants all the money they have paid into a pension themselves and work out how much the government has put towards it, give it back to them, and then say from a certain date, there's what you have, go and get your own pension the same as people in the private sector. So that pension is worked out on stocks and shares.
Jim, can I address that then?
Go ahead.
Well, can we actually address it then? And I'll take your point on board. Well, see the MLAs who served time in prison within the UK, who cost the taxpayer hundreds of thousands of pounds. Can we then take their wages off them and let them pay back the debt that they incurred while serving time within prisons here? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, that's a different question.
It's the same. These people have worked for a pension. They're entitled to it. People who are telling us now how to live it, we've had debates over a lot of actually MLAs.
Why is it, Jim, over recent times?
Can I actually finish the...
Well, come on, you've been on for about 10 minutes.
Okay, but I'm actually saying to Jim, is that what he wants to do then? We'll get all the MLAs who have served prison sentences here and take their wages off them. If that's the case, yeah, I'll agree with him. Yeah, stop the pensions, but take the money back, who they cost us millions of pounds. Not hundreds of thousands, millions of pounds over the years. I'm all for that, yeah.
So if you have a job and you get a pension and you get a big handshake, and you go through the revolving door on a Friday, and you come back on Monday morning on between £17,000 and £20,000 a year, plus another pension. And there are a lot of people who would love to have a job, even at £17,000 a year. So I'm afraid there should be a clause in it that whenever you sign to take that redundancy package, that's you out of public service completely.
Okay.
I disagree.
I just wonder, Jim, if you don't think that, you know, why is it over recent times that the public sector and people who work in the public sector, they seem to be getting bashed up and down the country? You know, for goodness sake, and people start begrudging these people who some of them are on low wages, the fact that they get a pension after giving public service all their lives.
It's not a question of getting the pension, Stephen. Whenever there's a black hole in the pension for the civil servants, they just take money out of the tax pot.
Well, let's see how we react this morning. 0845 955 678.